You're listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. And this is So There I Was, Spokane's story show, telling interesting stories from interesting people. It's an audio documentary of Spokane, of the people living in Spokane and the people passing through Spokane. Today, passing through Spokane, I have the band Kim Gray from Vancouver, British Columbia, our neighbors to the north. Kim Gray, welcome.
Hey. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Tell me about this most recent tour you're on now.
We just started 2 days ago. We're just playing about six states down the West Coast. Played at Spokane's Resurrection Records last night and heading down to Portland tomorrow.
And then after Portland, where are you going?
We have a show, two shows in the LA area, one in Silver Lake and one downtown, and then a show in San Francisco on the 28th.
And this incarnation of Kim Gray here is a little different than the full band. Who do we have here today in the studio? Can you introduce yourselves?
This is Bara.
Hello.
She's playing keys for this tour, and I am Trevor Kim Gray.
Trevor, where's the rest of the band?
The rest of the band is in Canada. Working their day jobs.
They have day jobs. Well, that's how you support your band. That's how you pay for your instruments.
Yes.
Yeah. What's your day job, can I ask?
I work in mental health a couple days a week. So I do that as little. I mean, I love it, but I do it as little as possible. And then I try to play music with the remainder of the time.
So are you on vacation? Is this a working vacation?
It's a working vacation, but I mean, like, I feel like a vacation should be just me, like, laying in the sun, but I'm just in a car all day, which is great as well, but not as relaxing.
Yeah, that's true. Have you had time to relax and see the sights while you were on this tour, on this most recent tour?
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of started. We have some time in LA. We're actually, a friend of mine has a trailer on the Mojave Desert, and we're just going to, like, sit in the desert for 2 days. So
that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it should be hot.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, this time of year.
Yeah.
Have you been down there before?
I've never been to the desert, but I've been to LA.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are currently touring on a brand new album, brand new release.
Yeah. We just released a new record called Compulsion about 2 weeks ago, and it's out on a label from North Carolina called Bad Diet Records.
Bad Diet Records. Is this who released your previous recordings?
No. Resurrection Records released our last LP, Perfume, and our EP, Backseat Bingo. And that's a Spokane.
Yeah.
Such a tourist.
So you are from Vancouver.
Vancouver,
so
Canada.
Maybe that's how they say it up there.
I mean, I don't think anyone says it like that. I think I just...
It is Spokane. It is spelled Spokane, though.
Yeah.
To your credit.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. How did Kim Gray start? Before we hear a song, let's get a little bit of the backstory.
I used to play in a band called Skinny Kids, and we were like a garage band from Vancouver. And I just had some songs that didn't really fit what like Skinny Kids was all about, and I wanted to make like just like pop songs. But I didn't think it was right releasing them as Skinny Kids, so we started Kim Gray, and it started as just like a solo project. The first record, I kind of played all the instruments, and then this next one, it's just like a band now. It's just like a full band, and Kim Gray is like not really my name anymore. And it's just like the band name.
But it is kind of your name too.
It is. It's really confusing, and I think I should have thought that through before. People don't know like what to call me, and you can just call me whatever you like, whatever feels right.
Okay. To clarify for those listening at home, Kim is your middle name.
It's my middle name, yeah.
So it's an actual name, but now it's the whole entity of the band.
Yeah, now it's many more people's name.
Okay, before we let you go and continue on your West Coast tour, maybe you can give us a song here.
Great, let's do it. Thank you.
Chemical Cast. It's alright, baby, do what you want. Too many people talk, losing their feeling. Too many people talking, losing their feeling. Hanging on your wall.
Kim Gray with, what was the name of that song?
The song's called Peroxide Blondes.
Peroxide Blondes. Where do you come up with ideas for songs?
I don't know. I mean, I think I just kind of like what's relevant to me at the time. This record was really about, prior to writing this, like I just kind of cleaned up my life again. And like I broke up with a long-term girlfriend, and I think I was just navigating that, and for the first time, like, not really having something to cling to, and then just, like, noticing how, like, compulsive and, like, obsessed everyone around me was, and kind of taking inspiration from that.
So, real life stuff.
Yeah.
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 Was your ex a peroxide blonde?
No, she wasn't.
Okay.
No, that song's not about her.
Okay. All right. And, Bara, you're just learning these songs. Well, kind of. You just joined?
Yeah, I just joined for the tour.
Yeah. How do you pick up songs so fast?
I don't know.
We practiced a couple times.
Okay,
yeah, practice.
Once or twice.
We practiced.
It sounds fantastic. You sound fantastic as a duo.
Thanks.
Now, I don't mean to make your band worry back in Vancouver.
Yeah,
but
they're sweating right now.
Yeah, it sounds good as a two-piece.
Cool, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And where did you discover your sound? Was it always like this? Did Skinny Kids have the same sound, or is this more of an evolution?
Skinny Kids was definitely like a little bit heavier. It was like kind of just like that classic surf garage. It was like faster and and like this started off like I wanted to make like a record that was just like kind of like a classic pop album. I was really into like old like girl groups and stuff like that, like Shangri-Las, and I wanted to make something that sounded like Roy Orbison or something, but it sounds nothing like Roy Orbison. But that's like where it started, and it's kind of changed a bit since then.
Sure. I guess I can kind of hear that. There's a germ of that still in there.
Hmm.
Yeah, but you know, you're I think musicians nowadays are pulling from so many influences, it'd be hard to sound exactly like just one.
Right.
One sound.
Yeah.
Okay, what else do you have for us? You have another song for us?
We got songs.
Okay, good.
Got a few of those up our sleeves. Maybe this one's called P.I.G. Play that. All right. Thank you.
Was PIG, P-I-G?
P-I-G.
P-I-G. Can you say what that stands for?
It stands for Pretend I'm Gone.
Oh, okay. Can you give us a little background on that one?
I think, I don't really like talking about what songs are about, but I mean, I'll...
just a sentence. How would you describe that one in a sentence?
I think that one's about, it's like, when you're with somebody for a very long time, and then one day... you or the other person or both of you decide just to like completely cut each other out of your lives, and it's like you know, what do you do with that? And it's like dealing. I don't know. I think that's what it's about.
Yeah, I think the kids call it ghosting.
Ghosting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about ghosting, that yeah. song.
When you
pretend
ghost.
I'm ghosting.
Yeah. Yeah, pretend I'm ghosting.
Oh, yeah. The G can stand for anything. Yeah.
Whatever you like.
We are with Trevor and Bara of Kim Gray here in the studios. They're passing through Spokane on their way to Oregon to continue their West Coast tour. Also in support of their latest album, Compulsions?
Compulsions.
Compulsion.
Yeah.
It's singular, not plural.
Yes.
Compulsion. So far, I know you're... just starting on your tour, and this is a question for both of you. What has been your favorite part so far?
Any favorites?
I did love experiencing the solar eclipse at Molly's Diner.
Yeah, what a great place.
Molly's Diner. Big shout out to Molly's Diner.
What a great place to experience.
Great hash browns.
And the experience continues because I have leftovers. So.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Something for the road.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll never leave you hungry.
That's what they say on the menu. I read that. I heard about that.
And so, Trevor, you were just saying you feel fully satiated.
I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel tired. I feel great.
Yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like I could use a nap.
Well, part of that's the food. Part of that's the solar eclipse.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those of you listening to this now, obviously this was recorded a few days ago. Yeah, everybody remember the solar eclipse? Was it everything you had hoped it was?
You know what? I didn't realize, like I heard about these glasses and I didn't realize you needed the glasses and I thought I was just going to look at it. My dad actually like sent me a message. He knew I was coming down here. He like sent me a message to get the glasses. And I'm like, oh, no, I'll just, like, I don't need glasses. But then I realized it was impossible to look at. So people lent us their glasses, which is really nice.
You need the glasses.
You need the glasses.
Yeah. I wish they would have put more emphasis on that earlier. You really did need the glasses.
Yeah.
So, you played Peroxide Blonde. Is that off a different album? Or is that...
No, both those songs are off the new record.
Oh, these are off the new record. Is there a new sound on this new record?
Yeah, I think so. The last record I recorded with, like, drum machines, and I kind of played all the instruments on my own with help of... there's a band called Data Plan from Vancouver who everyone should check out if you haven't yet. And they helped me record the record, and this one's like a full band, so definitely like a different feeling. And the songs, like, I feel like the songs are a little bit more fleshed out, and I'm pretty happy with how it turned out.
They sound great. Thanks. The two songs we've heard so far sound great.
Cool, thank you.
How about this next one? Is this also off Compulsion?
Yeah, this song's called Taking It Too Easy, and it's also on Compulsion. Okay.
Taking it too easy now. Tuesday comes and I don't mind. People don't let me down. I forgot that it's just time.
Once again, we're joined in studio with Kim Gray, Trevor, and Barra. Trevor's on vocals and guitar, and Barra's on everything else, keys, and where are the drums coming from?
They're coming from here.
From the floor.
From the floor. Yeah.
From Trevor's foot.
Yeah.
It's like a kick pedal, and you just hit that thing and it starts up.
You just hit her.
Is that how you compose these songs on your own, Trevor?
Yeah, I think most of them, I kind of, like, I have this old analog drum machine that's kind of the worst, but I like it. And, I would just, like, record demos, and then we'd bring them and kind of, like, flush them out with the band, and, yeah, that's how they've...
And, Barra, how's the learning process? Are you comfortable with the songs now? Do you feel like you still need a little bit more practice? You're learning as you go?
It feels pretty good.
Yeah.
They're good songs. I really, yeah.
Yeah, Barra's crushing it.
Well, it's good that you like the songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Barra, are you in any other bands?
Yeah, I have a band called Silky Boys.
Silky Boys?
Yeah.
Also from Vancouver?
Also from Vancouver, yeah.
Yeah. Does Silky Boys have any releases out there?
Not yet. We're just recording our first EP, which is called Frequent Flyer.
Okay. So we'll look for that in the future.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Very chill.
Silky Boy, just singular?
Silky Boys.
Boys, plural. There's more than one Silky Boy. Silky Boys, Frequent Flyer?
Frequent Flyer, yeah.
Okay. And then this band here that you're in now with Trevor, this is Kim Gray.
Yep.
And you are Trevor Kim Gray.
That is I.
TKG.
TKG.
TKG. And the new album is Compulsion off Bad Diet Records.
Yeah.
When did this come out? When did Compulsion come out?
It came out on August 11th.
August. So
a couple weeks back.
It's a newborn.
It's fresh.
It is fresh.
It is new.
How do you feel about it after listening to the final pressed recording of it?
I'm really happy with how it turned out. I mean, I think like this record, I mean, I feel like people say this for every record they make, but it meant a lot making it. It was like really helpful for me to make it. So I'm happy that it's out there for other people, and maybe they'll like it too.
That's always the hope.
Yeah.
But you grow and you evolve as a musician as you go along. So I know a lot of musicians always feel like their latest is their best.
Yeah. I mean, like at the same time, I'm like, it takes so long for vinyl to be pressed and that whole process. So it's like by the time it's out, like I'm ready to, like when I finished Compulsion, like I finished it before like the last record Perfume like came out. So I was waiting a long time. So it's like now I just want to do the next thing, right? But I think that's just how it goes.
Are you already in the songwriting process again?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple new ones that we're working at recording, but I think we'll probably just do like a 7-inch or something.
How do you know what songs to throw away? They're just garbage, and what songs to keep?
Most are garbage.
Okay.
I write a lot of songs, but I'd say like 85% don't see the light of day, and they're garbage. One day, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe on a B-sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. A rarities?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Kim Gray's hot garbage.
What do you like? I asked you before what you like most about being on the road. What do you like least about touring besides the long car rides?
I don't know. I'm pretty happy to be on the road. I don't know. My girlfriend's at home. Maybe that's it. But other than that, I'm pretty happy.
Do you switch who's driving and who's passenger?
We haven't driven that far yet, so I've been doing most of the driving. But I imagine like we got a pretty long haul in a couple of days to LA, so we'll definitely be swapping in and out.
Yeah, that's a long stretch of road.
Yeah.
What is your touring car? What are you?
I drive a Volvo station wagon.
Nice.
So, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, you must be pretty happy with that.
It's great.
It's reliable.
Reliable.
Safe.
It's a fine piece of machinery.
So if you see a Volvo station wagon out there with British Columbia plates.
Yeah, come say hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's grab a burger.
Once again, I'm joined in studio by Kim Gray. It's Trevor and Barra playing new songs off Compulsion. The brand new release just came out August 11th on Bad Diet Records. What are we going to hear next?
We'll play an old one off the last record.
Okay.
This one's called Little Saigon.
When it's 12:30,
what you blue jeans conceal.
That was Little Saigon by Kim Gray, here in the studio all the way from Vancouver, British Columbia. Their current tour took them through Seattle. They're stopping by here in Spokane before continuing on to Portland, then Silver Lake, Los Angeles, and a date in San Francisco. What's on the horizon after this West Coast tour?
I don't know. We'll probably just be in Vancouver for a bit, playing some shows there, and then working on this new EP. And hopefully maybe doing like a Europe thing towards the end of the year. Or I guess in the new year.
Really? Europe? Have you ever been there before?
We just did like a UK-Germany thing maybe about 8 months ago.
How was that?
It was great. It was really nice. I'd really love to go to like Spain and France though. I think the people over there are pretty, maybe more into it than people in Canada.
What is the reaction from the people in Canada, the crowds in Canada?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. I think it's great, but I think, I don't know. I think like as far as like garage music, it's like pretty big in Spain and like France, like people are pretty into it.
What's wrong with North America where we can't enjoy it as much as the Europeans?
I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out, right?
Yeah. Why are Europeans always cooler than
us? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been trying to figure that out for years. I'm taking notes.
So while we're still waiting for Barra's band, Silky Boys, to release Frequent Flyer, Kim Gray has just come out with Compulsion. We should mention where people can find that.
You can find that online, pretty much like any online music site, like Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music.
Bandcamp,
like Amazon. And then it's distributed by Red Eye, so you can, record stores can get it through there, and baddiet.com, you can order it from them.
And what are the formats? Vinyl, you mentioned?
Right now, just vinyl and digital.
Okay.
There's like a cassette in the works, but right now, just the vinyl.
Cassettes are making a comeback.
They are.
They've made a comeback.
They have.
Yeah. Present tense. Cassettes are back.
They're very in.
No CDs, though.
The Europeans say yes.
Europeans still have cassette players.
Yeah.
All right. I've kept you here long enough, but I'd like to hear at least one more song, if you have it in you.
We'll play, this one's called No Moonlight.
Okay.
Maybe we'll try that. 1, 2, 3, 4. Last
All right, that was No Moonlight by Kim Gray. That was my favorite so far.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm going to play that on my show.
Sweet.
Yeah. Well, I know you guys got to be getting to Portland, or else I'd keep you here all day.
Cool.
And your parking's almost expired.
This is true.
I know, because mine's almost expired, too.
Okay.
But I'd like to thank Trevor, that's not an accent mistake, Trevor and Bara for joining me. This is Kim Gray touring as a two-piece down the West Coast. If you happen to be in Portland, Silver Lake, Los Angeles, maybe even San Francisco in the upcoming week, check them out. If you ever go up to Vancouver, British Columbia, you should be able to find a show.
Yeah. With them in it. Give me a show.
And the new album is Compulsion.
Correct.
Available on vinyl and digital download. You can find it where music is found on the interwebs. Anything you would like to leave the listeners of Spokane with?
I would like to say thank you to Spokane because I got my first keyboard here when I was 9 years old because I grew up just north of the border. So thank you to the pawn shop in the 90s that hooked me up.
You got your start here, yeah. Your musical start here. Well, that's exciting. Bara, I didn't know that.
Sweet. Well, hey, thanks so much for having us.
Well, thanks for stopping by. And next time you pass through Spokane, stop by anytime.
Cool. Will do.
That was, again, Kim Gray, new album Compulsion, out now on their West Coast tour from Vancouver, British Columbia. This has been a special edition of So There I Was. I'm your host, Neil, as always, and I'll talk to you again real soon.